This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday extended his stay-at-home guidelines until the end of April, dropping a hotly criticized plan to get the economy up and running by mid-April, after a top medical advisor said more than 100,000 Americans could die from the coronavirus outbreak. The reversal by Mr. Trump, which he said would be disclosed in greater detail Tuesday, came as the U.S. death toll topped more than 2,000, nearing 3,000 from the respiratory disease, according to a Reuters tally, with more than 141,000 cases, the most of any country in the world. Earlier on Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told CNN that the pandemic could ultimately kill between 100,000 and 200,000 people in the United States if mitigation was not successful. Mainland China reported a drop in new coronavirus cases for the fourth consecutive day on Sunday, as Beijing seeks to stamp out the risk of a second wave of infections by shutting its borders to foreign travelers and cutting international flights. The National Health Commission said in a statement Monday that 31 new coronavirus cases were recorded Sunday, including one locally transmitted infection, dropping from 45 cases a day earlier. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson thanked the public and all essential workers for their help during the coronavirus crisis. In a video posted on social media Sunday, Johnson, who was self-isolating in Downing Street, thanked the NHS staff, returning staff, pharmacists, essential workers, and the volunteers all for their work. He said, "We're going to do it. We are going to do it together." So thank you to all of you, and remember, stay at home. Protect our NHS and save lives. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A limited emergency use authorization for two anti-malarial drugs touted as game changers by U.S. President Trump has been issued by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to treat coronavirus patients. In a statement published Sunday, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services detailed recent donations of medicine to a national stockpile, including the two drugs both being investigated as potential COVID-19 treatments. It said the FDA had allowed them to be distributed and prescribed by doctors to hospitalized teen and adult patients with COVID-19 as appropriate when a clinical trial is not available or feasible. Mr. Trump said last week that the two drugs could be a gift from God, despite scientists warning against the dangers of overhyping unproven treatments. Many researchers, including Anthony Fauci, the United States' leading infectious disease expert, have urged the public to remain cautious until larger clinical trials validate smaller studies. The Panama Canal Authority says two cruise ships carrying more than 1,800 passengers and crew stranded off the Central American country and hoping to reach a port in Florida had begun the process of transiting the canal. The announcement came Sunday after the passengers of the Zaandam and Rotterdam received mixed signals. While Panamanian officials said they would let the ships transit the canal, the cruise company said it had not been given permission, and Fort Lauderdale's mayor said he did not want the ship to dock near his city, at least without extensive precautions. Four people aboard it had died, and at least two had tested positive for COVID-19. During an interview Sunday, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido said Venezuela should form an emergency government made up of the opposition and some members of the ruling Socialist Party to receive foreign aid needed to confront the coronavirus outbreak. President Nicolas Maduro has been broadly discredited among Western nations after his disputed 2018 re-election, leaving few foreign financiers willing to provide funds to improve a healthcare system decimated by years of economic crisis. Guaido, who has been recognized by more than 50 nations, including the United States, as the country's rightful president, said a coalition government would be able to convince multilateral agencies to provide $1.2 billion in financing to address the outbreak. The emergency government would not include Maduro or other top allies, a group of whom were indicted by the U.S. Department of Justice on Thursday on accusations of narco-terrorism. Guaido declined to reveal the names of potential participants. Maduro has dismissed Guaido as a puppet of the United States in the past has rebuffed calls to step aside. He denies charges of involvement in the drug trade. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.